reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is from Exodus chapter 16, beginning at the second verse and following, and can be found on page 75 in your pew Bibles. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and the people of Israel said to them, "What that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord for what we are, that you grumble against us." And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread of the Lord. It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is the word of the Lord." The epistle is from Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning at the first verse and following, and can be found on page 1251 in your pew Bibles. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us, according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head and into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise out of respect for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse and following, and can be found on page 1141 in your pew Bibles. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, why did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the work of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Old Testament lesson today, although we'll be looking at additional parts of Exodus chapter 16. But to repeat the instructions regarding manna. And by the way, I've shared this with you before, but the word manna is the Hebrew way of asking, what is it? In Hebrew, if you want to say, what is it? You say, mana. And so that became the name of the food. What is it? In my life, I can serve. What is it? We're reading from Exodus chapter 16. "On the sixth day," "I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you, and all the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. God gave the Israelites special instruction. And to help you remember what this means, I would like to ask you now to turn to the person next to you. And I would like you to ask them a question. Look them straight in the eye and ask them, do you like worms for breakfast? Do you like worms for breakfast? Do it again. Commit that question to memory. Because when you then ask that question, you'll be taken back to this text and God. And you will be reminded of the reason why the Israelites were told to collect a day's portion for 5 days of the week and 2 days portion on the sixth. Now, moving ahead in Exodus chapter 16. And Moses said to them, let no one leave any of it over till the morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. Moses was angry. God said unto the Israelites, I'm going to give you bread every single day. Go out, collect a day's portion. No more. Now, why did God do that with respect to men? I think it's pretty obvious. We include something like that in the prayer we pray all the time, which Jesus taught us. Give us this day our daily bread. And the bread we need for tomorrow, how many times have we been reminded of that scripture? And yet, how often also have we not started worrying so much about something that's tomorrow, something in the future, something that's totally out of our control anyway, that it wrecks today, or if you will, turns, because we couldn't believe it. Now on the sixth day, God was going to give them 2 days' portion, and it wouldn't spoil on the Sabbath. And why did God do this? He wanted them to rest on the Sabbath. What a mean and cruel God that we have. That He gives us such an overabundance that He forces us to relax and rest 1 day a week. What an awful command. And just like today, there were Israelites that just couldn't stand that command of God. Even though He gave them an overabundance, even though He miraculously, 1 day every week, let manna preserve and not turn the word. What we read, Moses says, eat it day, for today is the Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none. But on the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you refuse to keep my commandments and laws? They went out and worked when God said you should be resting, and what did they accomplish? Nothing. They just wrecked their day again. You know, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, I like to compare some of the to your dying to some of the precious Jesus. When you spin it around in life, it looks a little distant from every change. It's kind of difficult, a little bit distant. Too soft, a little variation, all. It's all one and the same stone, and yet, depending upon how you're looking at it, its beauty is reflecting it. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is that he died on the cross. He paid for our sins. And that's very important to us. Guilt is weighing down upon you. Or sometimes just when somebody is to make you guilty. And all of us have been guilted into doing something. Somebody trying to make us feel responsible for something else that they have done. Trying to lay sins upon us that God doesn't even define as a sin. All kinds of ways that guilt affects us. And the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is an answer to that. But at other times in our life, it's not the forgiveness of so much that we focus on. Laying on a table being wounded into surgery. What we like to focus on. It's all part of the same gospel. There's no hope of the resurrection without the forgiveness of our sins, but again, the gospel shines just a little bit different depending upon look at what's going on in your life. One aspect of the gospel I think that we don't focus on, really need to focus on more each and every day of our lives, is the fact that God loves us and cares for us. He tells us not to worry. It is a command of God. But it's a command that's rooted in His grace. He's going to give us our daily bread. And doesn't want us eating worms for breakfast. Worrying about something that's going to happen tomorrow and bringing all that trouble and pain and suffering into our life today, even though it hasn't even happened yet. Because we're so fixated on something that may happen, could happen, or something that's totally out of our control, our today will end up eating worms for breakfast. Because we can't trust that God is going to come on. God does live. And when, if our daily bread in this world does run dry, if our life comes to the end in this world, He gives us eternal life. He's prepared a new home for us in heaven. Never really need to worry about tomorrow, as Jesus tells us. And in particular in Matthew chapter 6. I think most of you are well familiar with the where Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to have enough problems of its own. Seek first his kingdom, righteousness, all these things shall be yours. That was the message trying to give to the Israelites while they were one. He gave them manna, but he don't give them enough for one day, because he wanted them to trust. He would give them their daily bread the next day. He wanted them to rest, to remember his creative power, and to meditate on his goodness and his grace and his blessing. So on the sixth day, he would give them more than what they need. So carry them through that Sabbath. That is part of the gospel that our Lord gives. And I think sometimes the part we forget to do. And so what I would commend to you today is to not enjoy words progressively. However, if you see somebody that's trying to wreck today by worrying about tomorrow, I would encourage you to say to them, do you like worms for breakfast? And if they look at you like you're a little goofy, you can then explain to them what happened to the Israelites and how God did take care of them, didn't want them worrying about tomorrow, and you can also tell them about Jesus. And maybe sometimes you need to say that to ourselves as well. Do I want to worry about tomorrow? And then remember God's grace. Commit our lives to his care and just take care of Jesus. And so, dear friends, I would like to close today by just having you turn one more time to that person next to you in the pew and ask them, do you like words? Please do so right now. And now I would ask you all to say together on three, no. One, two, three. No. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.